Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for four trophies and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features. And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Red Men Plus and get yourself more Red Men content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it's been. Come and join us over on redmenplus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are two tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Red Men TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise. Oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Red Men Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com.
Come on, Liverpool. Come on, Liverpool.
Yes!
Come on!
Fucking get in!
Oh. Fucking hell, mate.
And
breathe.
Breathe. Never in doubt.
Final whistle. Yeah, never in doubt. Yeah, never in doubt.
Completely fine.
Easy that.
Yeah.
Easy that. This is the final whistle after Liverpool.
The final what?
The final whistle. Whistle!
Oh.
After Liverpool beat Aston Villa. They come from behind. They're not the first to do it, and they won't be the last. 2-1 this time around for Liverpool against Aston Villa. Goals from Joel Matip.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago now.
Yeah.
And Sadio Mane give Liverpool the 3 points, put the pressure back on to Manchester City. They go level on points at Manchester City, 86 points for both teams now. Manchester City, of course, playing Wolves, is it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Ross, it was a fucking terrible start to the game. After 3 minutes, we were a goal down, but Liverpool ultimately did really well to get back into it.
Yeah, and this is the test of this Liverpool side of, you know, we used the phrase mentality monsters before, and, you know, and there's a load of cliches that you can throw out of, you can score too early, but it's all about Liverpool's initial reaction. Heads can go down, there's a lot riding on the game, you're under immense pressure, tough crowd, tough team. Gerrard has the players well drilled and bang up for this game, but to score immediately, I think just shows the quality of this Liverpool side. And then I think pretty much when it starts to calm down around 20 minutes, half an hour, it was still erratic at times, but Liverpool just felt more in control. And, you know, similar to Spurs, probably, there was just moments where it was hard lines. It was, you know, a bit of poor passing, or, you know, the bounce didn't fall for Liverpool. Villa were, you know, were throwing bodies forward, causing us issues. Doesn't help that the first goal was fucking offside for a start. But you can't moan about that during the middle. Well, we can, but the players can't moan about during the middle of the game because they've got a job to do.
It could quite easily get to them. It's what you were saying before. Yeah. Like when you see a decision go against you, when everything's on the line like that is, You know, you need the 3 points to get yourself in with a chance of doing a quadruple. Never mind the quadruple, with trying to win the league, that's enough stress and to be under. To then see a decision go catastrophically wrong when everyone in that back line and your goalkeeper knew it was fucking offside, to then have to come back and to be and have the balls and the fucking wherewithal and the skill to be able to get yourself back into that game when you're not playing your best.
Yeah.
The people weren't at their best today, and yet their sheer will got them over the line there.
Yeah, and to your point before, actually, was quite interesting going into Saturday, which I know we don't want to talk about now, but going to Saturday on the back of a win. I didn't particularly want to go into Saturday and going, well, the league's done. But having said that, when we played Barcelona and we thought we were at the Champions League, and that was the day before, was when Kompany scores that screamer against Leicester, and the league is done. So it can work both ways. But for morale, for motivation, for, you know, for confidence, and to apply pressure to Manchester City, who've got a tough game against Wolves, because they do the same thing as we do. The players will do it, the manager will do it, because we're in his head anyway. The fans will do it, of going, well, Aston Villa have just scored 2 minutes up, and then 2 minutes later it's 1-1 and we've won the game.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say, like, we've had loads of people in the comments and stuff, and for the most part it's always superb doing these watch-alongs. One thing I really don't like, and I'll speak one-to-one with you if you don't mind, is, look, if you think the league is done and you're a Liverpool fan, I can't help you, right? Because I don't think the league's done. What I will ask is not to fucking say it. Like, what do you think you're getting from it? You're just pissing other Liverpool fans off who do think that they've got a chance. If Jürgen Klopp and this side haven't taught you that you never give up and that you can be proud of them no matter what, and that you are, if he hasn't turned you from a doubter to a believer yet, he's never going to, but that doesn't mean you need to tell other people that. I believe that Liverpool can still win this league. I believe that Liverpool can still win a quadruple. I will be disappointed if we don't win the league, but I will never not be proud of this Liverpool side and what they've put together each and every week for us, every single time they take to the field, because they give their absolute fucking all. So all I ask, with the greatest of respect, is don't put it in saying the fucking league's done. It's dead if you're a Liverpool fan. If you're a fan of other club, do what you will. And I can't help you either. You support a shit club, no matter who it is. But Liverpool fans, if you think the league's done, it might not be for you. Or you just might be getting the wrong end of the stick, because the hope is what it's fucking all about. The journey is what it's all about. It will taste sweeter, trust me, if you just trust in them.
Do you know what the mad thing about that is, and you spot on, and I back everything that you just said, is all these platforms or social media platforms are full of people who don't know how to be sociable. So there's a massive difference in language and the way you perceive things. If you think you could word it and go, actually, I don't think we're going to win the league. You know, my personal opinion is I don't think we're going to win the league. I don't think we've done enough. Fair play to Manchester City. It's completely different to someone going, it's done. Stating things as fact when it's not fact will not get you a fucking conversation from anybody at all. You go, league's done. I'm not going to engage with that. Tell you what, Ross, I don't think Liverpool can. I've got to win the league now. I think Man City got it. Okay, Chris, fair enough. Yeah. Let's have a conversation. We're both Liverpool fans.
It's just interact fucking, with each other. It's just fucking belief as well, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't go around telling people whether they believe in God or not, that they don't. Like, you know what I mean? I don't go around telling people who believe in God when I don't that you shouldn't, or vice versa, whatever way around it is. But yet, like, it's mad. It batters me head, to be honest with
you. Sorry, I've got a tweet here, just something that we touched on before. It's from Evan Fanning, who is Joe and Telegraph Guardian, formerly of. It says, the offside law means that Liverpool would have been better off if Alisson had let that Watkins shot, let it in, rather than save it. Any rule that rewards a keeper for letting a shot rather than saving it probably needs being looked at.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that, 110%. Got a couple of super chats here as well. Jonathan Cook said, I know Mane got man of the match, but Matip was quietly brilliant again tonight. Completely agree. Jay Court says, well said, Chris, never give up. Ian Locke, when do you think we'll get news on Fab?
Tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow, yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was asked about it tonight. He just won't know the answer, because that's what always happens. We need to speak to the medical department. We'll find out more tomorrow. DJ Phoenix, see you, Ross and Chris. Road to Wembley. That is it. We haven't limped into the FA Cup final. We've got a big result against the big side in Aston Villa. A historic side with a good manager and good players. You know, for God's sakes, they've got a £150 million player in this squad, haven't they? But look, Liverpool,
you know,
are there.
I like... It's from not a Liverpool perspective, but the best outcome of that was Liverpool have a really tough game. They don't go into any game being complacent. They're being challenged because every game that we play now at the end of the season is a huge challenge. But for Steven Gerrard there as well, I think he's given his absolute everything to all his players, give absolute everything, and he's not ruined the league for us.
Yeah.
So he comes out with a big...
Mate. You're still welcome here, Stevie, but you'll always be welcome. That has been the Watch Along. I've been Chris Page. That's been Ross Chandler. You've been a pleasure, apart from the ones who know you haven't been. Thank you very much to everyone who's super chatted. Henny's the last one in. We're out of it at 3-0 down to AC Milan. Game's done, guys. Analogy for the league. Imagine if we gave up then. You're absolutely spot on. Ross will be back very, very shortly with the fan reaction show. I'll be doing player ratings. Then we'll be on Red Men Plus for the instant match reaction, where we'll dive into some of the talking points. Big shout out to the club legend as well, Danny M, Raymond D, Robo P 2005, Ida Quadbod, Zirkenix, and A Hart, who've been with us all evening as well. We'll see you soon. Thank you very much for watching and goodbye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.